This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Dr. Janet Pregler is sort of like the family physician here at Day to Day. We talk to her frequently about medical matters. So when she recently returned from a conference in Japan, we asked about her trip. And she told me about a colleague she'd run into there, a physician, Keiko Amano, who heads the Chiba Prefecture Institute of Public Health near Tokyo. She, Dr. Pregler explained, is making important advances for women's health all over Japan.
Dr. Amano had an interest in women's health and in gender-specific medicine.
And this is not something that was very big in Japan.
Not at all. In fact, until 1999, there was really very little clinical activity in terms of looking at comprehensive women's health care. But just over the past 4 years, she's been able to influence people across the country in Japan such that there are now 130 women's health clinics in Japan that are looking at women's health in a comprehensive way.
This is something that took place in this country, what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? You began to develop this kind of awareness and approach to women's medicine?
Well, it's interesting. About 30 or 40 years ago, we started to develop an awareness of having women really involved in their health care. But at that time, in the 1960s and 1970s, it was really focused around reproductive health. It was only in the late 1980s and early 1990s in the United States that we began to foster a more comprehensive approach, really saying that women's health had to look at the whole woman. In fact, it's fair to say that when I was in medical school in the early 1980s, we still viewed women as little men, except for their reproductive organs.
Do you think that the developments in Japan are in some way a spreading of the ideas about medicine that you see in this country? And are those ideas, do you see them clearly expressed in other cultures in the world?
I do think there is a link to events in the United States, particularly the development of the Centers of Excellence in Women's Health program by the United States Public Health Service. In the mid-1990s, there was a feeling by the United States Public Health Service that the lack of a comprehensive approach to women's health, particularly in medical schools and academic medical centers, was adversely affecting women's health. And so they started a program to promote really looking at women holistically. I know as an example that the physicians in Japan, including Dr. Amano, were very interested in this program and, in fact, visited our center at UCLA as well as other centers around the country to learn more. As women around the world have longer lifespans, public health authorities are understanding that they need to look beyond reproductive health and really understand other aspects of women's health.
And it's interesting that you would find the ideas that fermented and grew here, successfully spreading to other cultures, especially when it's so common to hear criticisms of the ideas that are produced in this country.
Yes, I think that's very true. And again, I think it's because it has been seen not as necessarily an American cultural idea, mm-hmm. but rather a scientific idea that has relevance, that women are different than men, not simply because of their reproductive organs, and therefore a different and comprehensive health approach is needed.
Janet Pregler is Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California at Los Angeles and Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center.